Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Let's get underway.
Saturdays were made for this. The biggest names and the biggest games right here.
Triple M rocks the NRL.
Thanks to our mates at King G. Welcome to the Triple M Saturday Scrum.
Lovely to have your company. Counting down to kick off, the Sea Eagles and the Titans are right here on Triple M. Paul McGregor, Mark Geyer, Ryan Girdler and Tony Squires with you. And as we said, the Panthers, too good for the Broncos. Really good game of footy and a great performance from the Broncos. But the Panthers got the money, continued their role, 20 points to 12. They came out winners. No small thanks to the man who's done a brilliant job with taking the place of Abby Corriso. I'm talking about Mitch Kenny. He joins us right now. G'day, mate. Congratulations.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me on the show.
A lot tighter, I guess. Or were you expecting it to be that kind of contest?
No, I think that was what we were expecting. A few people sort of had come out through the week and sort of, you know, said what they had about what they thought was going to happen in the game. But we knew playing Brisbane up at Suncorp that they'd be really good. And, you know, it just goes, it's just like they're a great team. They got great players in there and they were primed for a big game, which they came out and they played really well. And really, you know, it wasn't sort of until nearly the 80th minute that we got it over them.
Did you have you had sort of some done something to Matt Lodge in his previous life or something? I mean, he had a beeline for you for most of the night, mate. What's that all about?
I'd like to know what I've said to him. he got me a few times as a big man. A few of them did actually, and I'd be doing the same. Look, if I was out there running at me as well.
Mate, you're leading the line, mate. That's what the excuse is, mate. You're the first to hit. But, you're a tradesman-like type of player, which is completely different to Appy. So the transition there, he's a more off-script type of guy that really wants to pick up the ball and go, where you like to find your halves and your middles coming on the footy pretty strongly and you've got clean service. The change in that, how much did the team need to change or is the process pretty well similar?
Yeah, I don't think we had to change how we play too much at all with me coming in and Appy going out. You're right, he's just a bit more experienced and he's sniffing for opportunities a bit more than I am, and I suppose he's just got that from that vision of just years of playing first grade. I'm still trying to emulate a few little things he's doing, but he's a very classy player, so we're a little bit different in that respect.
Well, you're going along well. Is there a player that you research or a player that you look up to that's playing in the game currently or has played in the game previously?
Not so much one sort of guy. When I had to make the transition to move sort of as a forward or a back rower to a hooker in 2019, I just tried to look at all the first grade hookers and look what they did well and sort of what I could sort of pick up from each one of them and build a game around.
Nathan's obviously looks like a pretty good communicator, mate. How easy is it sort of playing with him and, you know, where the ball needs to go, when he needs to get it, how he runs the team?
Yeah, he's pretty handy, isn't he? He's our general on the field and, yeah, he makes everyone's job really easy because, like you probably see, he's barking all the time. He's directing us around and Jerome and I help out where I can, but he's steering us around the field and making sure we're getting to our points and setting ourselves up to do what we need to. So he makes my job really easy, yeah.
Mitch, and how are you vocally? Because it seems to be quite important in the team being able to sing. Just have a listen to this from after the game.
And let it go. It's unnatural. You belong to me. I belong to you.
Are you trying to get a fourth part in that harmony
that's,
there?
That's Matt Burton and Isaiah Yeo. They sound pretty impressive, don't they?
We stay very far away from that.
You stay so far away from the singing, do you?
I'm trying to stay away from it.
You guys have been, you come under a little bit of criticism over the last couple of weeks about the incident in the Raiders game and the mention of arrogance and things like that. I mean, how did you deal with that internally? We saw the handshake to start proceedings after the try on Thursday night.
We didn't really have to address that too much. you know, Critter showed that cheek. He got fined for it. And, you know, people have come out and said what they're saying about us. And that's all right. Like, we're pretty comfortable internally knowing that that's not us and that we do respect sort of all our opposition and the competition. And, yeah, we just try to move on from that. And yeah, the boys are throwing a bit of bait out there with the handshake, and I think people are snapping it up on social media and just calling us even
it was
away.
A gentleman's way. Really it was a gentleman's way.
Really good.
I've said it before, but it's fun to watch, hard to beat, and exciting to play. You look excited every time you take the field, which makes happy group. And to celebrate as a team with mates is very important. You know, on the other day, it probably crossed the boundary a little bit where play was off the field. But there's nothing wrong with what Penrith do when they're going so well and they're enjoying their football so much. When it's contained within them, their 13 or their 17 players, it doesn't cross over to the opposition.
Yep.
Because they've got every right to celebrate because they're the best team in the competition.
Yeah.
What about away from the footy field, Mitchy? What about, I know my young bloke said you used to work with him at Regionville as a bit of a teacher's aide. Are you still involved in that type of work, mate? Is that something you want to further once you finish, put up your boots when you're, you know, in your mid-30s and stuff?
Yeah, mate. I'm just plugging away a uni degree doing teaching. And I just do that externally now, just part-time. So I'm probably about halfway through that and, yeah, I think that'll be me when footy's all said and done.
What subject are you in? Primary school or is it physical education? What are you looking at?
No, it's high school and I'm an English teacher in training.
Love it. Hey, Mitch, tell us a little bit about the back end of the game on Thursday night, the clutch play that we saw Nathan make. When did he identify that he wanted to go for it? And was it meant to be over the 40-metre line or was it just going to be on the last play wherever you guys ended up?
I haven't asked that whether he was always planning on taking a two-point field goal, but sort of there was that feeling amongst the group. We knew it would be a pretty good time for it, and I think halfway through that set, Nat started pushing us towards the left post there to set his kick up. And so I knew what he was doing, he knew what he was doing, and everyone else sort of was just buying in off that. But I'm not sure whether he was always... He probably was. He's super smart, setting himself up for a two-pointer.
It was a pass from you, mate, that led to it.
Yeah, exactly. Is that
an assist?
That's an assist. mate, Mitch Kenny, congratulations. The season is just going swimmingly for the Panthers. Long may it continue.
Thank you very much.
See you, Mitch. Thanks, buddy.
Mate. There he is. Mitch Kenny. You, buddy.
Two-point field goals. We were wondering at the start whether that would happen. It was so good, though. I don't think we mentioned it last week that it was a South Sydney player because it was Eric Sims, of course. The whole rule was changed in 1971, downgrading it from 2-1 because he just kicked them for fun.
All the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Wow. He kicked nine in one game?
Yeah, Eric Sims. The great Eric Sims. So that rule was changed. So the fact that Adam Reynolds, another bunny, was the first man after that huge break was absolutely fitting. Mm. This is the Saturday Scrum. We do it thanks to King G.
Triple M, Saturday Scrum for King G. Triple M rocks footy. Believe it or not. Believe it or not.
Very simple
Charlie
segment.
Producer segment, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's Charlie
this one.
This is all his.
Yeah.
Okay, Mary.
A little confusing, this one, Mary.
Yeah. So what basically Charlie does every week, this is the sum total of his work. He has to come up with four statements, stroke questions, and you've got to tell me whether you believe them or not, and a bit of why. Mm. A couple of these we've basically had glancing blows at throughout the program so far this afternoon, but now we can actually shift the spotlight right on them, Ryan, okay?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, the Penrith Panthers are arrogant. Mark Geyer.
No, of course they're not. They have, as Mary said in the show earlier, they're having fun and the fruits of their labour are being expressed. They just love what they're doing, and they're singing after the game, they're singing before the game. They were in an arm wrestle the other night with the Broncos, who come out with fire coming out of their nostrils, and they weathered the storm, and they just put them to bed with Nathan Cleary's excellence. They're not arrogant. They're far from it.
Okay.
So he doesn't believe it.
He does not believe that.
I do not believe they are arrogant.
Imagination.
Mary?
No, I've explained it before. I think as a team you celebrate with your mates and it's important not to cross the boundary. And I feel the other day on the sideline probably it did cross the boundary.
With Steve Crichton dragging Joseph.
And it can make quite men loud because there's no, but you can't punch it in a game of footy anymore. However, I as I said before, they're fun to watch and they're exciting when they're playing and they're hard to beat. And why they celebrate with one another, let them do whatever they need to do. So, no, they're not arrogant.
Was it a sign of smartassery, though, the handshake this week and at the back of all the noise about this arrogance?
Well, describe smartassery.
It's clever.
To me, Tony.
Describe smartassery.
I thought it was really well done. Well thought out. Look, they've certainly got some swagger, and all the really good sides do have. And
just trying to find a photo on my phone to describe it for you.
And they're obviously still learning. We've got to remember, I mean, I think Gus put something out the other day where he went through all the rosters and had the amount of first-grade games that they've played. They're still by far the youngest roster in the league at the moment. So these guys are still learning. So, Crichton might have crossed the line just a little bit. They'll probably get pulled into line for that.
From Ivan, you think?
I think externally as well. You know, they probably have a look back and might think that probably wasn't the right thing to do and they'll move on. But I think they've got some swagger, but I wouldn't call them arrogant.
Is there a case that we could agree with what's going on for Canberra? Because they're saying they would find, I think, $10,000 for their trainer.
That was harsh.
Their trainer. Was harsh. Well, he touched the back of, it might have been Tyrone May, I'm not sure, of one of the players. Yeah. So at the same time, Stephen Crichton is fined $1,300 for his role,
that's
which
ridiculous.
Was the instigating role of that. Mm. Now, Ricky and Don Ferner, they're obviously unhappy about that. And there is, as you mentioned, Mary, Ricky said the idea that if you're going to clean up the melee, there's no kind of the immediate rough justice anymore for somebody being a bit of a mug lair, is there? You can't.
No.
Which we're never going to be able to go back to.
No, well, you know, as a centre, I wouldn't really go in there and pee off MG if I was playing against him, because I know there'd be consequences after that. So yep. I'd keep the game clean. It does make quite men loud on the footy field, and that little bit falls away. The $10,000 fine, are we serious?
That was harsh, wasn't it?
That's
harsh.
Yeah.
And I think that's we used to watch AFL, 10 years ago and go, look at these guys, with the jerseys and grabbing each other by the jersey and pushing them because they know they can't punch each other. Well, our game's turning into that. And I don't want to go back to the old days, but this running in and grabbing jerseys and ripping jerseys, that's...
The issue is, I think a couple of years ago they tried to bring in, the third man to come in was going to go to the sin bin. The issue with that, and I think they need to get the balance right.
What about a five-minute sin bin, Gerds? What about a five-minute sin bin for that?
Yeah, because it ruins the contest then. So then you've got a little melee that all of a sudden has, one team down to 12 and the advantage that gives the other side. It kind of takes a little bit away from the contest. So...
Well,
that's it. That's probably what they need to do. They probably need to go back to doing third men in. But then there's so many guys running in. How do you police that?
Well, it stop if you do get the opportunity.
They've got to
spend five in the bin and cost your team the game.
Mm.
It would. It'd stop instantly, possibly. Mary. Stop instantly.
Yeah, I believe
the coaches wouldn't be happy, would they?
I believe that.
Well, you wouldn't want them third in. No, definitely not.
All right, believe it or not, TJ Perenara, of course, is an All Black. He would easily make the transition to the NRL. I guess this is a bit dependent on you having any idea who TJ Perenara is or having watched him play. Mark Guy, have you seen him?
I YouTubed him yesterday, and this guy is a perfect dummy half. In the rugby union, number 9 obviously is called the halfback, but they're basically picking the ball up and feeding it out to their, the 5'8 or the front rowers or whoever's barging over. But I think he's going to make the transition beautifully, and I think the fact that other clubs had thought about this, but the fact that Sonny Bill Williams is in the camp at the Roosters obviously has that X factor when recruiting these guys from New Zealand rugby. I think I can't wait to see him play, to be honest, in our comp.
I don't think he'll be expecting it to be easy because it's a totally different code and he's going to play a totally different position, but he seems like he's got all the right attributes to come and make it work if he's willing to do the work. And if he's an All Black, he's certainly willing to do the work, so I'd like to see it. So I'm not sure whether I believe it or not. What was the question?
I'm a bit the same. I'm a little
you're
bit unsure.
You're still coughing up that chili rice an hour ago.
I'm unsure too. There's no... He's played 60-plus tests for the All Blacks.
Yep.
you know, his service is fantastic. So he's going to the ball out of dummy half is going to be clean. But the transition to the NRL is a completely different beast.
Yep.
And time will tell. And at, by all reports, it hasn't been done yet either. And how long does he get before he's needed to play successfully? Even if you're a bench player, you've got to be able to play a period of the time on the field.
He certainly has, from watching him play for the All Blacks, he certainly has a bit of what people described about Tom Raudonikis, that hate of his opposite number.
Yeah,
because he certainly did plenty of that too. Plenty of Wallaby halfbacks. All right, this is a producer Charlie special. Believe it or not, Harry Grant is the next immortal.
Believe it. I believe it.
You believe testify. No,
look, Charlie, give yourself an uppercut, mate. He's been in the game for a minute and a half. Come on. I think there's something about Harry. There's definitely something about him that's different. And all these guys who are immortals, when they first stepped onto a rugby league field, I think we could say the same thing about all them. When they, within 10 or 15 games, they had something. Harry Grant has got that something. He just makes the game like the predecessor of his predecessor. He slows the game down to his pace, or he quickens it up to his pace. When the other night, the first half, I'm thinking, oh, Harry's come back a bit sluggish. He looks unfit. Then at half time, I'm changing my tune, saying, this guy is just he's playing with the defence. He's when he wants to run, he runs. That pass he threw for the, was it Hughes under the post?
Yeah,
Not many hookers throw that pass with the vision that he threw it with. It's just an amazing ability he has. And I can't wait to watch the next 10 years of this guy in first grade.
Mary?
I'd like to believe it. But, you know, there's a long way to go. You know, you look at the immortals, who they are and who's close to being one. They're special players. This kid's had 19 first grade games. Yes, he's made in the biggest arena in Origin for his last game last year. Every time he steps on the field, you see improvement in the kid. The combination will only get better over time. And down in Melbourne, you know, like I said, I think time will tell.
Yep.
Is it? Can I believe it right now? Probably not. But is there a chance of it? Absolutely.
Could be convinced. Yeah.
I like Harry. I'll believe it.
I love it. You are so shallow. Like a car park
bubble. You are. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Our final believe it or not. Believe it or not, if Tom Trbojevic stays fit, Manly will make the finals. Their first win of the season
that.
Last week. Tommy wasn't there.
Manly Phil Dolphin. I believe that.
You believe?
I believe he's... I mean, they're chalk and cheese. When he plays and when he doesn't, he changes everything about that football team. And I believe if they can get the next 15 or 16 games out of Tommy, they'll make the finals.
You sell coffee in that area, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
He sees Desi all the time.
Desi comes in.
You've got to get repeated customers. That's the way.
Gert said the break, they'll win the comp. With Tommy comes back.
Oh, look, they're certainly an improved side as the percentage reads over the years that he's missed and played. And just the amount of work that he'll do defensively for Manly is going to be enormous going forward. But everyone else in the organisation has got to pull a bit more weight, and they haven't in the first 5 weeks. So I think if they all improve because Tommy's in there and he makes other players better, there's no doubt about that. But they have got a long way to go to catch the top six, seven sides at the moment.
Yeah, they'll come eighth.
Well, they can do something about that. Of course, this afternoon at 3 o'clock, they take on the Titans. Believe it or not, MG.
You take every marquee man out of the NRL, out of their team, and every team without their marquee man struggles. And he's definitely a marquee man at Manly. They're like a wave. When he plays, they just come and they keep coming at you and coming at you, Manly. And I suppose what he does when he plays, he lifts those around him as well, like profoundly. Especially DCE. DCE goes to the next level when he knows Tommy Turbo's and his brother as well, Jake. Jake's been in a bit of a doldrum of late. I think he's going to be the biggest beneficiary of him being back. And I wouldn't say no with DCE and the two Turbo brothers. I wouldn't say no to them making the eight. So I believe.
Believe, all right, there's your believe it or not for this week. We do it all for King G. Pushing the limit in technology and design so you're set even in the most extreme conditions.
Triple M, Saturday Scrum for King G. Triple M rocks footy.
As I mentioned, the Knights over the Sharks, 26 points to 22. A crucial win for Newcastle at home after a couple of losses there. The Novocastrians don't like to let down their fans. They are loyal people. And Daniel Saifidi, of course, one of the stars of State of Origin 4, joins us right now. G'day, mate.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Very well, thank you. It was important for you to go out there on that home track and get that result.
Yeah, it was massive. After three losses, especially one like we did against the Tigers, I mean Titans, you lose a bit of confidence. But I think they scored with 10 minutes to go, and we spoke behind the try line about how it could change our season. And I'm proud of the boys how they fought back.
Dan, the captaincy seems to fit. Seems to be fitting you beautifully. What an honour to be leading your team out, mate.
I wouldn't say surprised, but it was a massive honour when they gave it to me. And I think I got a very good co-captain next to me. And we sort of balance each other out. I'm not much of a talker, but he is, and it's a massive honour.
You've been in fantastic form this season. You started, you can judge a bloke by how they're playing in beating games or winning games, and you've been consistent all season. Around the corner, we put this blue and maroon jersey on. You can't wait to get back in that blue jersey?
Oh, if I'm lucky enough to get picked again, obviously. I've played for a couple of years now, and you've been there before, MJ, and as you know, it's the biggest arena and in our sports, though, it'd be a massive honour to get picked again, that's for sure.
What were you thinking as you were coming out after halftime and Kalyn Ponga was walking in the other direction?
Well, what was happening? What was that?
He had to go back into that little bathroom stop. How was he? I mean, he performed so brilliantly despite being crook.
Yeah, Connor didn't come in captain's run, and I was thinking, oh. And then, because they're housemates too, they probably could have been smarter there. But,
who would have got to the toilet first?
Yeah, I know. Maybe he went straight back to where Connor was, and he was sick. So, and then, Connor was thrown up in warm up on the field. I was looking at the physio like, "Are you sure, mate?"
Hey, Daniel, sorry, mate. It's Paul McGregor here. Look, it's been as a coaching against you. See you develop the way you have. To a really enforcing the game of minutes player, a player that plays both ends really well, and now captaincy. It's a really credit to the environment you're in and the importance of you continuing on. So that although you always want to win the game, I thought it was important for you guys to bounce back with a performance on the weekend, not necessarily just get the result that's needed, which is a win, but the performance. And I think some key players, including yourself, really stood up the important times during that game.
Thanks, Mary. That means a lot, mate. It's funny you say that. That's exactly what, as you said before the game, you said, I couldn't care less about the result. All I care about is the effort, especially after the effort we put in against the Titans. It's disappointing when you have the effort questioned and being co-captain. When your team's effort's questioned, you feel sort of responsible for that. So, like I said before, as you said, you didn't care about the result. I thought we played good for the majority of the game, probably that second half. They played real well. They completed real well, put us in corners, and that's a credit to them for the week they had to come out.
Yeah, they didn't do much wrong,
did
they? They were very professional. I think they had two disciplined, poor discipline, and one in the last 4 minutes that got you downfield to get the result you did. But, you had to dig deep to find it to get the win.
Yeah, 100%. We found ourselves in the same spot against the Tigers. First loss, and they scored in the corner, and they went up with 9 minutes to go, and we sort of broke, and we spoke about it on the trial this week, and I thought guys like KP and Brody Jones really stood up.
Yeah, very good.
Brody Jones, what about him?
Yeah. back when us three fossils used to run around, going to Newcastle was always a hell of a task. The Chief and Butts and all those guys were up there. They just always made it an uncomfortable afternoon, and when you have a look at that pack that you have the fortune of playing with on a weekly basis, with Big Dave up front, bringing Tyson into the organisation, Mitch Barnett that just loves turning up and rolling the sleeves up. You must get excited, mate, to play on weekends with those sort of guys.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. Our forward pack, like you said, Tyson got added, and that's probably one of our strengths. But got Big Jacob on the bench too. He's been playing really good. So that's what we spoke about. And Benji's obviously a part of the organisation. He was talking about you want them going away from Newcastle, you know, sore and on the bus on the way home, and we lost two in a row at home, which is disappointing. They definitely didn't go home sore, so we spoke about, you know, bringing that fire back at home. So yeah.
So game footy over and done with and won, Saturday and Sunday stretching out before you. What, you're going up to the Hunter Valley, go to the vineyards? What's the plan?
For Colburn.
None of that beer that they boys drunk before the game.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got a Thursday game next week, so short turnaround. It's professional these days, so I'll be staying home doing nothing, I suppose.
Well, you're doing something on the field. Congratulations on that win, mate, and lovely to talk to you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
See you, Dan.
Thanks, Daniel. See you, Dan.
Daniel Safidi.
Panthers next week.
Thursday night.
Ooh, yeah.
I think this is where we lose you, Gerd. You're going to get the vocal cords in order for the call. I see Maroon is here ready and willing to go.
Yeah, Maroon and I are going to go and take a knee and just get ready for the call coming
just
up.
Just focus. Yeah. Okay. Well,
with Wendell, Big Dell will be back.
You do that. That'll be the call. The Sea Eagles and the Titans. We'll come back and have a look at the other games in this round in the NRL.
Triple M, Saturday Scrum for King G. Triple M rocks footy.
Gotta love some games of football. We'll start with the Sea Eagles taking on the Titans. And, gentlemen, your task is along this.
When did beer move in? Evict your beer fridge and refill with Canadian Club. The next big thing.
Yes, next big thing, thanks to the Canadian Club. You've been asked to put your thinking caps on. And just tell me in this game, the Sea Eagles and the Titans, what is the big thing you'll be looking for, Mark Geyer?
It's the letter T for mine at Mudgee. Tommy, Tino, Titans, Tapau, Taniela. All these things that have the letter T starting with them. I think, Mudgee, you lucky buggers, you're going to witness something special today. And then I think it's going to be one of them games where I think all the likely suspects are Tino and Fifita, and I think DCE. And I think I'm crossing my fingers, my legs and my eyes for Tommy Turbo to get through unscathed.
Yes, I think everybody is, no matter whether you're a Seagulls fan or not. What's your next big thing?
I think it's going to be a good game of footy, played in the beautiful landscape out there at Mudgee.
Oh, how good is it? You've been
perfect,
there with the Charity Shield.
It's Glen Willow Stadium.
Yeah, Glen Willow.
That's it.
Great crowd, close, really on top of them, top of the players. You know, so there'll be a lot of energy in the game through the crowd being so tight and so vocal. Oh, look, to me, it's around Manly's D and their attitude towards it. Tommy being back is going to really give them stability in their splits, get their numbers right, but they're still going to have that attitude to get off their line and make their tackles. With the Titans, I think their attack's one of the better ones in the competition, and they're only improving, and they've got real powerful tackle bust players that if the D's not on their line, on their game, they can blow the game open pretty quickly. And you talked about Tino, and you talked about, Fifita, and then also coming off the bench, the two middle forwards off the bench are very good as well.
Yeah,
Fodawaker's good, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
What have you made of Kieran Foran and his return to the Sea Eagles thus far?
Less than spectacular, obviously. It's very hard for halves to be on the front foot when the forwards aren't doing their job that they're supposed to do, and you know, they're missing, we spoke about Adam Fanua Blake earlier, that's a big loss for Manly's forward pack. Marty DePauw's being told that he's not wanted next year, so he's probably, you know, kicking a few cans around as well. So today's the day they've got to make a statement. If they want to play finals footy, it starts today against the Titans at Mudgee. They've got their, you know, but don't expect Tommy Trbojevic to do all the work. The forwards have got to roll their sleeves up. Then the likes of Foran and Cherry Evans can do their stuff.
I think they've got a good one in the waiting in Schuster.
Yeah.
Oh, he's very good.
I'm very excited to see what he's going to become.
Yeah.
He's playing in the back row out of position and holding his own and really playing well there.
Yep.
But he is a six.
He's a six.
So, at the moment there's a couple of outside backs missing from the Seagulls. When they come back and the stability of the side and a couple of back rows, I think Sirenin's out at the moment. Depending on what happens is whether the halves stay together at the moment because, they haven't been winning games.
Yep. Who wins?
Titans.
MG?
Titans.
Rabbitohs and the Tigers, this would look like it would be the Rabbitohs to lose, really. What happened to the Tigers last week? Can you, Mary, as a coach and as a player, Do players, you know, when they have that the emotion of what went on with Tommy Radonikis, even if they didn't understand or know Tommy or, you know, care so much about him, if it wasn't in their heart, surely walking out onto Leichhardt Oval on a Sunday afternoon packed with people who were emotional, isn't that a lift for a team?
They would have been made well aware of the impact Tommy had on that organisation, you know, in history, past history. You know, I don't know. I don't know what happened through the week, and certainly the way they did turn up against a side that were, they hadn't won a game and beat convincingly the 4 weeks prior to it in the Cowboys, to leak them 30 points early. It was something that you don't want to see too many times happen during the year.
Yeah.
And they got booed off the field. They turned that around at halftime and come back and scored some points. But it's got to be an 80-minute performance against a team like South Sydney.
Yep.
It has to be. It can't be for 70. It can't be for 75. It's got to be for the full 80.
No, it could get ugly.
I think their middle forwards match up okay. It just South's decision-making execution when they get into positions to score points, it's probably none better.
Yep. MG?
Yeah, I like the fact, Tone, that Madge Maguire, I don't like the fact that he only dropped one player with Jacob Little. I think he more than one player should be a scapegoat for a performance like they did last weekend against the Cowboys. But I probably bet my bottom dollar, and Mary might be able to back me up here, or he might disagree, but I think he's sat down these guys. He said, this is your last chance. If you're not going to jump on this ride with me, you're not going to show me the passion for the jersey that I want, then this is the last chance to show me. We're up against South Sydney, who are a title contender. If you can't do it today, you'll never do it. So this could be your last game of first grade under my watch if you don't show me what you're made of this weekend.
All right, in 10 seconds, Raiders, Eels, who wins that one?
Raiders at GIA to bounce back. I really like the form of the 7, 6, 9 and 13.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with Mary.
You're with Mary? Okay. And, of course, the Dragons over the Warriors tomorrow. Right now, though, Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M, Saturday Scrum for King G. Triple M rocks footy. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.